Hello, everybody. Thank you for welcoming me back for our weekly micro dose of incredible Australian writing that we call Book Club. My name is Andrew Popel. You can catch me on Final Draft every Wednesday evening and Saturday morning here on Final Draft. And I want to say a special shout out, hello, to all the young readers out there. It is school holidays, and I'd be remiss if I didn't tip my hat to all the incredible writers, illustrators, all the people that are involved in making incredible Australian books. And I'm doing this partly because I want all the parents out there and all the young readers to discover something new today. But also, I've been very fortunate. I've been reading a whole lot of books for children from Australian creators. And that got me thinking, I want to bring some of these to you. And also, in my looking around, I discovered something truly awesome that I think you should check out for the school holidays. So last week, was it last week? Maybe the week before, we talked about Open Your Heart to Country, Jasmine Seymour. Check out anything from Jasmine Seymour, from Cooey Mittagar to Baby Business to her new one, Open Your Heart to Country. These are all incredible books. And while you're out there, look for Mugabala, the Mugabala imprint, the publishing house. They produce incredible works from First Nations authors. What else have I been reading? The Children's Book Council Awards this year produced some incredible books on their shortlist. The Imagineer from Christopher Cheng, illustrated by Lucia Maschiella, is an incredible story about a young inventive mind, a young girl. She loves inventing, and when she runs out of space in her family home, she discovers new ways to think and a new creative spirit in her grandfather. This is a visual feast. There is so much to get you thinking and talking together and creating. And another book that I've absolutely fallen in love with recently, What to Say When You Don't Know What to Say, from Davina Bell and Hilary Jean Tapper. This book, it's so heartwarming, it's so beautiful, because it deals with wonderful and difficult situations, and it invites children into the story so that they can look at what the children are saying and think about how they might react in similar circumstances. All of these books are just so incredibly lovely, and I want you to go out and discover them. But while I was doing my research, I discovered there is an incredible exhibition going on at the State Library of New South Wales right now. School holidays, perfect time to check it out. It is called Imagine, the Wonder of Picture Books. In this exhibition, which is running, it started on the 9th of July, and it is running for quite some time. You don't have to check it out these holidays, but you'd be mad not to. It looks at sort of a history and a celebration of children's literature and Australian creators. Within this incredible exhibition, you can go back to sort of old folks. You can ask your grandparents about what they were reading, because it's featuring works by the likes of Mae Gibbs, but then also modern much more up to date, up to the minute. Jasmine Seymour's got work in there. Bronwyn Bancroft's got work in there. We have Maxine Benaber Clark's illustrations from her book When We Say Black Lives Matter. Incredible. I'm just looking through the list right now. I can't read it all to you, but we have the likes of Mem Fox's Possum Magic. Macca the Alpaca, I believe, is in there. Where is he? Macca? Yep, Macca the Alpaca is in there. This is a history of Australian children's literature. And if you want to go check it out, it is a free exhibition. State Library of New South Wales, number one Shakespeare place, Sydney. And if you want more information, go to sl.nsw.gov.au. So it's school holidays, the perfect chance to read together and bring the love of books to the little reader in your life. Check out Imagine, the Wonder of Children's Literature. But also, if you can't get in there, or, you know, it's a special event maybe for week two of the school holidays, check out your local library. It is a great place to discover new books. It is a great place staffed by incredibly passionate readers who will help you discover new books. My name's Andrew Popel. I will be back with more books for you, but please enjoy your school holidays reading. Happy reading, and bye for now.